Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. I hope and pray you had a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. I know we did at First Baptist, and I pray that God is blessing you as we are continuing our 40-day sojourn of fasting and prayer together. Amen. Happy Monday, everybody, and praise the Lord. This is going to be our first full week of fasting, and so I pray that the beginning was a good starter for you, and now we're ready to for the long haul, to keep pushing and keep going. Today is day five of our time of prayer and fasting together. And there's a word that the Lord gave me that I think will be a blessing to all of you. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn me to Jeremiah chapter 24. Book of Jeremiah chapter 24. And I want to read in your hearing verses 1, 2, and 3. Jeremiah chapter 24, verses 1, 2, and 3. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. After Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the officials, the skilled workers, and the artisan of Judah were carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. The Lord showed me two baskets of figs placed in the front of the temple of the Lord. One basket had very good figs, like those ripened early. The other basket had very bad figs, so bad they could not be eaten. Then the Lord asked me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" "Figs," I answered. "The good ones are very good, but the bad ones are so bad they cannot be eaten." Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about two baskets of figs. Two baskets of figs. Beloved, the lesson this morning is about God revealing two things. One, who is ready, who is ripe, and who is ready to be used by God, and exposing those who are expired and will be expelled from the presence of God. Notice, if you will, that both baskets were before the temple of the Lord. But being before the Lord had two different effects. In the context of the scripture, we see that one basket was ripe and ready while in the presence of the Lord, while one basket was expired and exposed in the presence of the Lord. Now, in the context of the scripture, the nation of Israel had a choice: be ripe and ready, or be exposed and later expelled. Two baskets of figs, two choices to be made. What choice will you make? So the relevant question this morning is, what do the two baskets of figs mean for us today? And what do we need to see from the baskets of figs? Well, beloved, there are three things that I think are important out of this text that will help us to understand what the two baskets of figs mean for us. Number one, first thing we need to see is that there is always a challenge to face, but we must remember we are still God's chosen. There's always a challenge, but we are still God's chosen. Look at verse 1. Verse 1 says, after Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah and the officials, the skilled workers and artisans of Judah were carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. That's the challenge. But then the Lord showed me two baskets of figs placed in the front of the temple of the Lord, God's chosen. Beloved, what you're seeing in the text is the second wave of exiled people heading into captivity in Babylon. The first wave took the noblemen and the royalty into captivity. But the second wave of exiles were made up of skilled workers and artisans, those who were good and crafty at building and putting things together. Now, the challenge is the exile that they're facing. But God shows the prophet that from this exile will come two baskets taken before the temple. This shows me that no matter the challenges that we may face, or no matter what we might have to confront in our lives, that God always has his eyes on those whom he has chosen. And that's good news. I don't know about anybody else. The fact that the prophet was able to see a vision from God of two baskets of figs placed in the front of the temple of the Lord. This should let us know that even in your valleys, God's vision still prevails. So always remember, in the face of a challenge, that we are still God's chosen. But there's more here, beloved. Two baskets. The second thing I want to show you, beloved, is that what God sees in the two baskets is that one basket is reflective while another basket becomes repulsive. What God sees in two baskets is that one basket is reflective and the other basket is repulsive. Look at verse number 2. Verse 2 says, in Jeremiah 24, one basket had very good figs, like those that ripen early. The other basket had very bad figs, so bad they could not be eaten. In other words, beloved, that one basket reflected those who are facing confrontation and challenges, but they were reflective of the promises of God. You have to remember that before the children of Israel go into this 70-year exile, that God gives the promise that he would be with them, and that they will return. It is right here in verse 7 of Jeremiah chapter 24. For those figs that were reflective, here's what the word of the Lord says. He says, I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. In other words, I know you're facing something. I know you're getting ready for a challenge and a confrontation, but God loves us enough that even in the face of confrontation, when we are reflective of the promises of God, that God turns around and says, guess what? I'm going to give them a heart to know me, that I am God, that they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. What a wonderful promise, that if we remain reflective of the promises of God, then we will ripen early. And that ripening early means that we're ready for whatever we face, and God promises a blessed return to him. Oh, but not so with the other basket. What God sees in the other basket becomes repulsive. It is repulsive because these are they who did not reflect the promises of God, but they relied on the power of other people. And it's a dangerous thing, beloved, to rely on a little bit of status that you have with people, or a little bit of connections with other folks. Because, beloved, what happens is when you rely on people more than the power of God, you become repulsive in the eyes of God. And it's right here in verse number 8 and 9. When you are repulsive and you are relying on the power of other people, this is what happens. But like the bad figs, which are so bad they cannot be eaten, says the Lord, so will I deal with Zedekiah, king of Judah, his officials, and the survivors from Jerusalem, whether they remain in this land or live in Egypt. I will make them abhorrent, an offense to all the kingdoms of the earth, a reproach and a byword, a curse, an object of ridicule wherever I banish them. In other words, beloved, when you are under the lights of God, in the face of his presence in his temple, if you are the basket that is repulsive, relying on the power of other people, then, beloved, the Bible tells us that for those who remain connected to Nebuchadnezzar. That's who Zedekiah was. He was a king that was placed on the throne by Nebuchadnezzar. He relied on the power of the current authority, and he became repulsive in the eyes of God, him and his officials. The Bible says, no matter those who remained, they will become a reproach, meaning that there's nowhere that they can go without have being a reproach of God. I don't know about y'all, but I want to be the basket that's ripe and ready. That no matter the confrontation, no matter the challenges I face, I'm able to be blessed because I'm reflective of the promises of God, and God promises a blessed return. I don't want to be like those that are repulsive in the eyes of God because you rely more on the power of people. Because you remain connected to those folks, you become a reproach under God. So it's a dangerous thing to do that. Here's the final thing in this short little scripture, and please take the time to read it when you get a chance. This final thing, not only is it important to understand that there will always be a challenge to face, but we're still God's chosen. Now, it's important to understand that what God sees is one basket that's reflective and the other basket that's repulsive. But notice this, the Lord moves from what he sees to now asking Jeremiah the question, what do you see? Look at verse 3. The Bible says, then the Lord asked me, what do you see, Jeremiah? Jeremiah answered, figs, the good ones, are very good, and the bad ones are so bad that they cannot be eaten. In other words, Jeremiah sees what God sees. And what does Jeremiah see that God sees? He sees that God gives the promise to be merciful to those who love God, and promise to the others who compromise that they will be expelled. And I don't know about y'all, but I'd rather God's mercy than God moving me out from his presence. I'd rather God's mercy than anything else. Listen, the Bible lets us know this. Verse 4 says, then the word of the Lord came to me. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Like these good figs, I regard as good the exiles from Judah, whom I sent away from this place to the land of the Babylonians. Then, beloved, is just like verse number 10. Verse 10 says, for the bad ones, I will send the sword, famine, and plague against them until they are destroyed from the land that I gave to them and their ancestors. I don't know about y'all, but I'd rather be sent away to face conflict knowing that God's going to give me a blessed return than to be in a place trusting in others only to be expelled from God's presence. I'd rather have mercy of God than to be moved by God. And so, beloved, today, two baskets of figs give us a choice that we have to make. All right, I'm done preaching. Here it is. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come grateful and thankful on a Monday morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us choices and that the reality is no matter the challenges we may face, we are still chosen by God. That no matter, Lord God, what we go through, we are to reflect on the promises lest we become repulsive in the presence of God. And Lord, what we see that lines up with what you see is a merciful God that gives us the opportunity, no matter what we face, to know that God is with us. Lord, remain merciful and don't move us from your presence. Remain merciful, Lord God, and keep us in all our ways. That no matter what we have to go through, whether it's captivity or exile, some confrontation or challenge, we are the chosen of God. Lord, you promised to see us through. Bless us now and keep us, Lord. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, beloved. Have a smile upon you. If you prayed that prayer with me, then you recognize the difference between the two baskets of figs. Y'all be blessed on this Monday. In Jesus' name, amen.